From the moment he received the invitation to speak in Brussels, Schrödinger was acutely aware of the possibility of a clash with the matricians. The discussion began with Bohr asking if a remark about difficulties later in Schrödinger's report implied that a result he had stated earlier was incorrect. Schrödinger dealt with Bohr's inquiry comfortably, only to find Born challenging the correctness of another calculation. Somewhat annoyed, he said it was perfectly correct and rigorous, and that this objection by Mr. Born is unfounded. After a couple of others had spoken, it was Heisenberg's turn. Mr. Schrödinger says, at the end of his report, that the discussion he has given reinforces the hope that when our knowledge will be deeper, it will be possible to explain and to understand in three dimensions the results provided by the multidimensional theory. I see nothing in Mr. Schrödinger's calculations that would justify this hope. Schrödinger argued that his hope of achieving a three-dimensional conception is not quite utopian. A few minutes later, the discussion ended and brought to a close the first part of the proceedings, the presentation of the commissioned reports. When it was already too late to change the dates, it was discovered that the Académie des Sciences in Paris had chosen Thursday, 27th of October, to mark the centenary of the death of the French physicist Augustin Fresnel. It was decided that the Solvay meeting would be suspended for a day and a half to allow those wishing to attend the ceremonial event to do so and return for the climax of the conference. A wide-ranging general discussion spread over the last two sessions. Lorentz, Einstein, Bohr, Born, Pauli, Heisenberg, and de Broglie were among the 20 who traveled to Paris to honor a kindred spirit. Amid the distraction of German, French, and English voices all seeking permission from Lorentz to speak next, Paul Ehrenfest suddenly got up and walked over to the blackboard and wrote, "The Lord there did confound the languages of all the earth." As he returned to his chair, there was laughter as his colleagues realized that Ehrenfest was not just referring to the biblical Tower of Babel. The first session of the general discussion began on Friday afternoon, 28th October, with Lorentz making some introductory remarks as he tried to focus minds on the issues of causality, determinism, and probability. Were quantum events caused or not? Or as he put it, could one not maintain determinism by making it an article of faith? Must one necessarily elevate indeterminism to a principle? Offering no further thoughts of his own, Lorentz invited Bohr to address the meeting. As he spoke about the epistemological problems confronting us in quantum physics, it was clear to all present that Bohr was attempting to convince Einstein about the correctness of the Copenhagen solutions.